What's up, guys? Trevor here, E-commerce Paradise. Today I'm going to do a podcast, and it's going to be live on Facebook group as well, so I hope you really enjoy this. Basically, what happened this morning was I was sitting down and watching an online course on my tablet while I was drinking some coffee, and it's called Funnel Hackers Cookbook. You can go check it out, funnelhackerscookbook.com. It's actually a free course, a free set of YouTube videos put on by Russell Brunson. He's the owner and evangelist behind ClickFunnels. So in the courses, he basically teaches you how sales funnels work and how to use his software called ClickFunnels to create them. It's really cool. And the coolest part, of course, is that it's completely free education. And this kind of education is kind of like learning a trade. And it's something that you can learn and use the rest of your life to make money. And it got me thinking, you know, the classic approach to society and culture is that you have to grow up, go through high school, get a degree, graduate, and then you go to college and you go for, you know, a few years, you get a degree, and then you go for your MBA if you want to get into business, or you go for a master's degree or something like that, and then maybe even a PhD after that. And then, of course, you're banking on the idea that your skills you learn and your education you learn in that college degree course is going to get you a job in the workplace afterwards. And while it is true that going to a university is great for networking, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get a job in the workplace after that, because your skills that you learn at school might not even be completely relevant to the needs of the workplace after you graduate college. And so that's kind of the big hassle, big pain point for a lot of college students these days, is that they pay a lot of money for degrees, and then they get out, and then all of a sudden they have a really tough time finding jobs. And this goes on all over the place, all over the world, but in the U.S. it's really bad. And it's because degrees, they cost you so much money, and a lot of people actually have to take out personal loans, student loans, to get these degrees, and they end up being, you know, multi $10,000 in debt by the time they're out of school. And that sucks, because if you don't have the skills to pay off your debt quickly and then move on in life, you know, you're kind of stuck, and being in debt kind of feels like you're being in prison, you're in chains, and you really have to work super hard at your job. You have to, try to pay your bills on time, try to avoid spending all your money so you don't go more into debt. And it can be really, really hard for middle America, people that are the middle class and stuff like that, to actually, get by in life. And it's stressful. And it really got me thinking, you know, you don't have to go to a university to get an education. You can go to a university and get a liberal arts degree, but that's great and all. It's education. It's an understanding of the way the world works, an understanding of history and society, but it's not really a skill that you can apply to the workplace unless you're going to be a teacher and teach a liberal arts program or something like that later on. Getting an education really should be about, in today's world, it should be about learning skills that you can use to build a business. Because you can't count on employers anymore to have jobs for you. The way the world works, and we're kind of in like a freelance society now and an entrepreneur society, is that big businesses, they hire according to skills and they hire according to what they need. And their needs are changing as our marketplace changes. So a big business, they need more leads, they need more sales. And a lot of this is shifting to the internet. So big businesses like Walmart and big restaurants and stuff like that, they all have to use the same techniques of internet marketing, digital marketing, to get leads and people to their location to buy their goods. And big online businesses like Amazon are actually using the same techniques to get people to go to their website and buy their goods while they can ship it directly to the customer. So thus, the reason why Amazon is able to take a huge chunk of the retail industry is because they make it so easy for people to get their goods and services. People don't actually have to drive to the store anymore. So as you and I are, we're solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, we can actually use those same tactics and skill sets that those huge companies have and use every day to get leads and get sales, to build a small version of what they have on the internet. And it's really neat. And the coolest thing about this is that the education that you can get online, a lot of it's free. And it should be, because we are really truly in the information age. You and I can connect, and you might be halfway across the world from me. I'm in Thailand right now, whereas you might be in the United States, maybe in Europe. And it's really amazing how I can connect with you almost instantly and teach you or pass upon a story or something like that. And if you think back 100 years ago, that just wasn't at all possible. You'd have to put a story in the newspaper, and it would have to be published and passed out and distributed in over weeks. And you have to send a letter in the mail, and it would take weeks to get to somebody, especially halfway across the world, it could take months. things like that are still happening where, like, if you buy a good in China, you know, either in bulk or whatever, they have to ship it in a container ship, and it takes weeks to get to the United States. So yes, it's not completely there, but information can move at like the speed of light, basically. And that's the most amazing thing. And if you can learn how to utilize the information age, then you can learn how to gain the same skill sets that these people that, you know, have that tens of thousands of dollars to spend on an MBA can get. And it's really incredible. You just have to know how to seek it out. You have to really, you have to want it first. You have to want it badly enough to want to learn how to seek it out. And once you get that attitude and that desire, what Napoleon Hill would call it, a burning desire, once you have that in your heart and your mind, you can really seek out the information online. You can go to Google, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Facebook, and you can get education for free. Now, albeit a lot of the educational courses out there that are free on the internet are not as high quality, because a lot of people that put free education out there, number one, they're not breaking it down in a step-by-step process. So it's a little bit harder to piece the things together. It's kind of like a scattered puzzle, and you have to put the puzzle pieces together. Number two, the people that do teach free courses, there's usually a catch, right? They want to sell you something afterwards. It's either a software program, or there's some sort of an upsell. Like, you only get a little bit of the course for free, and then you get the rest of it is paid. And that's normal, and that's average, because they need to make a living too. But the beauty of the internet, of course, is that they can scale that business. So, like, you and I, we can create our own courses online, and we can make that into a product people can buy, just like they would buy a product on Amazon.com. And you know, it costs literally nothing to deliver, just like it does an Amazon Kindle book. Literally costs Amazon nothing to deliver, and people can buy that as many times as you can sell it. So if you create a really good webinar, and you create a really good sales funnel and email marketing messages and sequences and stuff like that, and retargeting ads, and you set up your whole sales funnel correctly, you can sell over and over and over again. A really good example of this, a lot of you guys are very aware, but Dropship Lifestyle by Anton Crayley, he does a really good job at the entire sales funnel process. So if you go to his website and you break down how he does the sales funnels, he has all these front-end products, and then he has his main product, and then he even has back-end products like his retreats. And he ascends you through the sales process as you go through his value ladder. And this is all stuff that Russell Brunson talks about in .com Secrets, which is really amazing. And it's really neat to go and learn how that stuff works. You know, and .com Secrets costs like $10 or $8 on Kindle. And you can even get the print book for like $10. And it's really amazing. So you can read that book and really understand how Anton builds Dropship Lifestyle. And it's incredible to go read the book, understand the strategy and theory behind it, and actually go and then break down the funnel and see like the two-stepped opt-in forms, the webinar funnels, the add-ons and upsells and stuff like that he has, and then the back-end product that he sells you afterwards. And then when you get those emails, it doesn't seem so spammy anymore, because you know what's going on. You know he's using like a gain logic fear sequence, something that Ryan Dice talks about in his book, Invisible Sales Machine, sorry. And those kind of things are really neat, because it works. It's human psychology, it's sales, but it's sales not in person. It's sales through an automated machine, an automated online business machine. And it's truly incredible. And again, you can get a lot of this knowledge for free on the internet if you just search things out on YouTube. You got to learn how to use keywords. So if you want to learn about sales funnels, type in sales funnel training, sales funnel course, sales funnel education into YouTube, and a lot of things will pop up. Don't be afraid to click on the videos. One of the biggest tips I have is to actually play things at 2x speed, so that if you're a little bit ADD like I am, and it's hard to like pay attention to things that are really boring, especially from people you don't know and don't have any relationship with, well, just turn the video on 2x and play it for a few minutes, you know? If you think about how much time you spend on Facebook or YouTube watching random entertaining videos every day, and you were to maybe make a pledge to yourself to like break that time in half and try to make half that educational and half of it entertaining, you would be doing yourself a huge favor and just that little bit of an extra investment in yourself. You know, and that's what I do. So I wake up in the morning, I drink some coffee, and I usually go and watch a course, and I block everything out. I don't look at my phone. I don't look at social media at all, because I don't want to think about that stuff. I just want to think about what's the most important thing to me, and that is learning new skill sets and improving the skill sets I already have. So once you do that, you know, you have to learn how to take breaks and let your mind rest a little bit and digest the information, but then get back into it and learn some more. And one of the key things in life is that you don't want to just be learning, but you want to also be reteaching the same stuff that you learn. in your own way. And that's where you start finding your voice and you start finding your true purpose in life is becoming a teacher. That's what I'm doing right now is I'm teaching people, and because it really feels fulfilling for me, because, you know, a time I would be spending normally just watching YouTube videos, maybe skateboard videos or something like that, doing absolutely nothing. Instead, I'm going to spend it creating really cool content. So what I'm doing here is I'm creating assets, which are videos that I can upload to a podcast, I can upload to YouTube, I can make into a blog post. I'm filming it live for Facebook, which is really cool. And you guys will be able to gain from that. And I implore you to do that in your own life, because whatever you learn, you can help somebody else learn who's just a few steps behind you. And they'll find what you're doing is super interesting, and you'll make fans that way, which is really cool. And if you provide a place for fans to congregate, like a Facebook group or an email list or a YouTube channel, a place for people that are into a subject to get together and talk about it, you really can create a community. And that's the most valuable asset you can have in life is a community or an email list. It's been said that the money is in the list, and it's true. Because for every subscriber you have, if you have a really good funnel, front-end product, high-ticket product, back-end product funnel, usually your subscriber list, each subscriber is worth about $1 to you. So if you have a list of 50,000 people, you're making $50,000 a year at the minimum, depending on your product selections. So it's really cool. And to move on, I just want to tell a bit about my story so you guys get a deeper understanding of where I'm from and where I'm coming from with all this. I'm not just